This is the all-new Cruise Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
Yes, this is Cruise Mornings with myself, Grant, and Jimmy.
Yep.
Did you know that we are boycotting Kellogg's, Jimmy? I had no idea until last night that there was a massive boycott against Kellogg's cereal specifically. So I guess it all comes down to comments that the CEO of Kellogg's made, where they asked him about the price of food right now and inflation, and they were talking about what are big companies like Kellogg's going to do about inflation to bring down costs. And the head guy of Kellogg's got on the news and said, hey, if you're short of money, try having cereal for dinner. That was his response to people. It upset everyone. He said, yeah, if you're having a tough time, just eat more Kellogg's cereal for dinner. That'll help you out. I think because it upset everyone because, I mean, I love cereal for dinner myself, personally.
I'm not a cereal guy.
No, you're weird. I can't have cereal in the house. We will not buy cereal. I won't let us buy cereal because I will eat it like as a snack whenever I'm a little hungry. Bowl of cereal it is, and it's not good for you. It's terrible stuff. But I think it upset everyone because instead of like having comments about how to address inflation and food prices and like maybe he has some ideas on how to do that, no, his solution was everyone should just eat more cornflakes. They're cheap right now. It's kind of like when Chrystia Freeland told people to cancel their Disney Plus if they couldn't pay their mortgage. Remember that?
Oh, it's tough times
for everyone. We had to cancel our Disney Plus. So no more Kellogg's cereal, I guess. Gonna have to make my own Frosted Flakes. Can you do that in the air fryer, Jimmy?
I'll let you know on the weekend.
Give it a try.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. Your mornings will never be the same.
Actually, they'll likely be the exact same.
But we'll be there. Thanks for that.
And this is a segment we like to call A Short Minute with James P. White.
Okay, so it is official. Disney has canceled the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. So they're not doing according to this, they're not
The first Mexican Jedi has been canceled.
And
that's too bad.
But I don't believe this because they're saying
Juan.
Because I don't believe this because they said originally they were going to do an Obi-Wan project and then they canceled it because of Solo doing bad and then it ended up not being a movie, it ended up being a series. I think it's smoke and mirrors.
It was okay, the Obi-Wan.
It was great.
It wasn't great.
It brought conclusion to things.
It was great in the sense of like nostalgia, being like, oh, there's Obi-Wan and there's Darth Vader. That's pretty cool. But overall, like, it wasn't amazing. It's still, The Mandalorian's still the best one they've done.
Well, Obi-Wan, yeah. Mando
I think everything else, like, Boba Fettish wasn't very good until Mandalorian saved it. You know, they need a crossover. They need Baby Yoda in Obi-Wan.
He's old enough, he could make an appearance.
Bring him in! That will save this show, in my opinion.
He could make an appearance, because this is just after the Clone Wars.
Yeah, there we go. Jimmy's calling it now.
Baby Yoda.
Season 2 of Obi-Wan. Baby Yoda will be in it.
They are Grant Johnson and James P. White, but we call them Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
And we are mentally preparing ourselves to lose an hour of sleep this weekend. Daylight saving happening. As a Saskatchewan resident, born and raised person, I am still not used to what daylight saving is or why we do it. And it has an impact on me, especially this one.
It's never affected me, but I...
No, you're born and raised in Tabor. You guys live on your own schedule there anyways, right? Your own calendar. It's still 1973. This is the one where we lose an hour of sleep because we're springing forward, changing our clocks for no reason.
So we're going to be the same time as Saskatchewan then, right?
Yeah, that's right. We'll be on the same time. You know who doesn't know that we changed the clocks? My 7-month-old baby. and my year-old dog. The dog is the worst. Like, they have no idea why our schedules are changing. My dog likes his routine. Rodney likes his routine, and he doesn't
up
like
at
it.
A certain time. Yeah. And
he doesn't like does it when we business. Change things. It used to be different for me too. Like daylight saving. Well, first of all, people always are like, it's not daylight savings. Like, it's not a sale. When I was growing up, I didn't know what daylight saving was, so I thought it was a sale. I thought it was some sort of like, oh,
yeah, cheap, sort of like Black Friday.
Cheap furniture, it's daylight savings. Back in the day, I used to like, oh, does this mean I gain an hour at the bar or do I lose an hour at the bar? Not an issue anymore, Jimmy. Anthony was saying he's been a truck driver for 35 years and there are more accidents on daylight saving time day than any other day of the year. He sees them when he's out driving around. Yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard that statistic. And like people have heart attacks and stuff. Yeah, let's stop doing it. I'm not doing it this year.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
This is crazy. Remember the playoff game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins? How cold it was?
Yeah.
I think converted to Celsius, it was like minus 20 or something like that.
Okay.
Because of that game, they are saying a large number of people in Kansas City are having to have parts of their bodies amputated. So that went to the game, attended the game, got a little, probably what happened is they got a little liquid warmth in them, you know, and started to go, it's not that cold. I can take my shirt off. And now they are dealing with the side effects of that with the frostbite and everything else. So many people got bad frostbite at that Chiefs playoff game that they are saying there's a large number of people getting fingers, toes, maybe an ear lobbed off because it completely ruined their digits. Other people, they're saying, like, some people, they might not need to get amputations, but forever, that area is going to be very sensitive. I did that to my tops of my ears one time I got frostbite, and they've kind of healed now, but for a long time, and as soon as I was in any cold, the tops of my ears would get so sore and sensitive because they were completely frozen at one point. I was at snowmobiling.
Yeah. Do you remember?
I was an idiot.
Do you remember the Grey Cup here in 2018? It was November.
Yeah.
It was like people, same thing, frostbite.
That one was warm. You must be thinking of a different. 2018, we were in Vegas for it. We were in Vegas for the Grey Cup, and it was actually really warm in Edmonton.
The one before that.
2013, I think it was. I remember that.
Because I was supposed to work it, and I hurt my back, and people were, you know, said, you were lucky.
Yeah, like, I love my sports, but I'm not willing to lose a finger for the Riders.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
It's kind of crazy to think that in the last year, 50,000 people have moved to Edmonton. Think about that. Enough people have moved to Edmonton to fill Commonwealth Stadium for a Hoobastank concert. That's pretty wild when you put it in that comparison. And in the last 2 years, more than 100,000 people have moved here. And they expect in the next 2 years, 90,000 more people will have moved here. Think about that. It's literally as if we just packed up Red Deer and moved them all here in the last 2 years. You all live here now. Come home. Maybe it's just crazy for me because I grew up in a town in Saskatchewan where if in 5 years one family moved there, we'd call it a population boom. So I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around 100,000 people moving to a place in 2 years. Some city councilors have expressed a little concern about if we're ready for this or not. You know, they've mentioned, hey, we might have a lack of hospitals, decent roads, Kentucky Fried Chickens. Personally, I'm just happy that by the time they finish expanding the walking speed LRT, the city is going to have to start again because we'll be double the size. And all right, expansion starts again.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
I've been waiting for an Amanda Knox series to come out. It's such a crazy story. Do you remember Amanda Knox, Jimmy?
No, not really.
She was the American girl who went to Italy for college. I think she was from Seattle. She went to Italy for university. While she was there, her roommate was murdered, and Italian police said her and her boyfriend did it. So they said, Amanda Knox, you and your boyfriend were having a threesome with her, and you murdered her, and you're going to jail. There was serious doubt about it, though. Like, all the evidence didn't align. Nothing really made sense. But the Italian police kind of made up their minds about this crazy threesome that went wrong, and they murdered this woman. And, like, they wouldn't change their minds. Like, at one point, they even arrested a guy whose DNA was all over the crime scene, who had previous convictions for murder and other things. And they arrested that guy, said, okay, he was also there, but it was a foursome now. It was crazy orgy gone wrong. Like, they wouldn't let her go. And Amanda Knox and her boyfriend were like in jail for a while. Then they would get released, then put back in jail. Finally, they were like cleared of all the charges and everything else. It's a crazy story. She's been on a bunch of podcasts and wrote a book about it. Yeah, it's going to be a wild TV series, I think. They just cast the girl from that TV show, Maid. It was a Netflix show. Margaret Qualley.
Okay.
She's going to be playing Amanda Knox. She was also in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Nice Guys. She's been in you recognize her if you see her, but she'll be playing Amanda Knox. It's when this all was happening, I mean, it was going on for a long time. She spent quite a bit of time in prison. Everyone said, like, oh, this will be a TV series one day.
Only the greatest hits in the morning. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So earlier this week, Jimmy, I was telling you about this medical study saying if you drink two cans of pop a week, like full sugar, regular cans of Coke, two cans a week, they said it does any, it undoes any health benefits that going to the gym does. So okay. If you're going to the gym every day, if you're drinking two cans of pop, all your heart health is gone out the window. But at the time, they said artificial sweeteners didn't do that. You're safe. And I was like, ha! The Diet Coke might be making my blood radioactive, but at least my heart is fine. Not anymore. It doesn't even take a week before they change their minds. Today, a new study saying if you drink 2 liters or more of Diet Pop, which sounds like a lot. You're like, 2 liters. Whew, okay.
Is that in a week?
In a week, which they said that's about a medium drink from like McDonald's every day. So if you're having a can of Diet Coke a day, it doesn't take long to add up, which I was saying I've been drinking a can of Diet, actually Pepsi every day. I've switched over to Pepsi. Got sick of the Coke. Had to get exotic with my flavors and tastes. If you do that, you raise your risk of getting an irregular heartbeat by 20%. You can't have anything anymore. I quit drinking booze.
What's next?
I took up Diet Coke instead of booze. Now I have to quit that. I can't drink tap water because they're putting chemicals into it.
Pretty soon it's going to be, okay, you can't breathe.
You can't have coffee. Coffee is apparently, do I just go back to whiskey? Got a couple texts. Mark saying drink Coke Zero or Pepsi Zero, way better than Diet Coke. I never think to buy the Coke Zero or the Pepsi Zero. I don't know why. I just never think of it. It is good, though.
I got it by accident once, and it's actually not bad.
Yeah, it's decent. And then Newfie Chris sent an article that said, this 104-year-old woman says Dr. Pepper is what's keeping her alive. He says, drink the pop. That's the sport I needed, Newfie.
In the Harvard Media Sports Cage, this is Cruise Sports.
And I am not a sports expert, but the Bruins beat the Leafs. The Habs lost to the Hurricanes. The Flames beat the Lightning. The Kings beat the Senators. The Canucks beat the Golden Knights. And the Oilers lost to the Blue Jackets. And the Oil play the Sabres on Saturday. It's a morning game, 10:30 a.m. And they do the Penguins Sunday at 11 a.m.
They do the Penguins.
They do the Penguins.
I've never heard a game described as
Hey, I'm trying
to... They do the penguin Sunday morning.
Hey, that's... I'm trying to, you know, liven things up.
Oh, you don't want to just say the same thing over and over again.
The Blue Jays beat the Tigers, and the Raptors lost to the Suns. We did them good. And trade deadline. Any details?
Well, the NHL trade deadline's happening today, Jimmy. I'm sure you know that. The Oilers made their moves a couple days ago already, though. I don't think they'll be doing anything today. If you want up-to-date trade deadline, the best place is Jimmy's social media. He'll be updating it all day. Or OilersNation.com.
Yeah, don't go to my social media.
Sidney Crosby could be traded for the first time.
So that's doing the Penguins.
They are Grant Johnson and James P. White, but we call them Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So they are making an accountant too, Jimmy. I really liked the first accountant.
It was really good.
That's where Ben Affleck is an autistic accountant who is also like a crazy hitman.
Yeah.
So he has a special set of skills, and he's hired by all companies to... by these companies, like shady companies, to hide money, but then he can also kill you if he wants to. I remember at the time, I was a little surprised that they're doing a sequel, because the first one came out 8 years ago. There's been no talk of a sequel. And I do remember at the time some groups being upset about it, saying like he wasn't accurately portraying an autistic person. It's not actually like that. And there was some backlash. But John Bernthal, Shane from The Walking Dead, J.K. Simmons, they are all signed on to be back in the sequel.
Okay, both those people you mentioned, as well as Ben Affleck, one thing you probably didn't know, they've all been in superhero movies.
Oh, wow.
Batman.
That's so exciting.
Punisher. Like he was the Punisher series, and Spider-Man.
J.K. Simmons is in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's the guy that runs the newspaper, right?
Yeah, the Daily Bugle.
Okay, I do remember that. And John Bernthal. Yeah, was he Punisher as a superhero?
He's a anti-hero, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they're all stoked, because all those were kind of sucky, too. Like, Batman, Ben Affleck's Batman, and he was Daredevil, right? Both fails. Total fails. I'm sure he'd love...
Punisher was great. Sure, I don't know what you're talking about.
If you interviewed Ben Affleck and you only brought up his superhero roles, he'd be stoked.
He hates...
He'd be so happy.
He hates the fact that he was in Daredevil.
And then John Bernthal, the Punisher, got canceled pretty fast, didn't it?
Lasted
like
a
season
seasons.
Or two. And then J.K. Simmons. Was that the Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
Yeah, those weren't great movies.
There was three of them.
Anyways.
But that isn't the news. The news is the fact that they're working on an accountant too.
Yeah, there's no date for the sequel, but they are making it. He's going to be back doing math and killing people.
Right now it's -9, but with the wind chill it feels like -12.
So earlier in the show we were talking about the Kansas City Chiefs and how their fans that went to that cold game, a bunch of them have to have like fingers amputated and stuff. I just had this thought. This is my ADHD brain working. Would you rather lose a finger or a toe if you had to choose?
Toe.
Yeah, me too. I don't need all my toes, do I?
You're going to love this text, Grant. Kim, good job expanding your adjectives. Some teams beat their opponents, some lost. Doing the Penguins is my favorite, though.
She's very impressed by you expanding your knowledge of the English language.
Yes.
During your sportscast. Where because people complain that you keep saying, this team beat this team. So then you tried to just spice it up.
Spice it up a little bit.
The Oilers are going to do the Penguins Sunday morning.
Yeah, they're doing it.
You're watching too much Sopranos.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Have you been trying to figure out how to save money on your utilities? I have the solution. About 46% of people asked are struggling to pay bills right now. This was a North American study. And a lot of people say they've had to turn down the heat to try to save money. And in order to stay warm, people are just getting it on more. So they said, how are you staying warm if you're turning down the heat? A good percentage of people said they are using sex as a way to keep warm and save money instead of turning up the heat. But 40% of people said that.
What you're saying, though, is so in order to save on my bills, I need to get a girlfriend.
You're going
to
either be broke or cold, Jimmy. 25% of people are wearing extra layers at home to try to save money. And 2% say in order to turn down the heat and save money. They just go home and get drunk. So I didn't know you were a part of any studies recently, Jimmy. You should have told me.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. Reminding you, you got this.
This is a short minute with James P. White.
So they have released the first look of the new Last of Us, season two. They started filming in BC. Like, there's some...
Yeah, this one's not in Alberta, hey?
No, it's mostly in the mountains, so there's some in Mission and a few other places. It looks so cool.
Because season one was quite a bit in Calgary, Edmonton as well.
But they were moving...
Canmore,
Moving west, and the season ended, and they were in the mountains.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they started filming. I'm looking forward to this.
I loved season one.
Yeah.
I will say a big thing that I did like in season one, though, was trying to identify where they were filming. Like, yeah. We totally would watch it and be like, oh, that's the ledge there. That's... You know, we would try to pick it out
where it was. Here in Edmonton, they did, like, just outside Kelly's.
104th Street.
Yeah, they did a bunch down there.
Yeah, so... I think season two will be good, though. Season one was honestly one of my favorite shows in the last, like, I don't know, 5 years or something. It was one of the first shows where both my wife and I have gotten hooked, like, watching weekly. Okay, every Sunday we're going to watch The New Last of Us. And,
yeah,
I was a big fan of that one.
And the cool thing about it is, you know, they're doing it in all these smaller towns and stuff like that here in Canada, and it's really helping the economy in some of these areas.
That's what I care about when I watch a TV show. Has this show helped the economy?